弟兄姐妹在主里面平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
也代表双圣华人教会西区分堂弟兄姐妹问你们的安。
I also want to give you greetings from T4C Church and also from the Western District of the Church.
感谢主，让我们共同的在西区成为福音的伙伴。
We thank the Lord when we became co-workers in the Western District.
我们西区分堂在 Plymouth 已经大概有两年的时间。
We have been worshiping in Plymouth for about 2 years now.
感谢主这个过去的两年你们也允许伊牧师常来我们教会主日崇拜跟我们分享信息。
We also thank the Lord that you have let Pastor Yi came to our church in the past 2 years to preach to us.
我们感谢主能够在这个双城这个地区能够一起的来传扬主的名。
We thank the Lord that we can work together to proclaim the name of our Lord in the Twin Cities.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们献上满心的感谢，主啊，因为你在我们世人当中，主啊，你行奇妙的大事。
O Lord, we come to you with full thanks because you have created the great things among all the people.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你也借助我们每一位跟随你的、属于你的，主啊，你要使用我们来为主你做见证。
We also thank you for use us, all of us.Who are following you to be witness for you.
主，我们恳求你，今天我们来到你面前，我们敬拜你，主，我们也要听你的话。
We come to you today, we worship you, and we also want to listen to you.
圣灵，求你在我们当中运行，主啊，求主你自己保守讲的、翻译的、听的，都蒙神你自己的悦纳。
May the Spirit move in our midst.So that whoever talks and translates and listens can be received by you.
圣灵，我们也求你准备我们的心，给我们有一个谦卑受教的心。
May you prepare our hearts so that we may humble ourselves and be teachable.
愿你的话语充充满满的浇灌在我们心里。
May your hearts be filled in our hearts.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想每一个孩子对圣诞都很兴奋。
I think all the children are very excited regarding Christmas.
在我们家有一个习惯，就是我们要等到12月25号圣诞的那一天，我们说才可以打开圣诞礼物。
In our family, there's a tradition.We can only open the gifts on December 25th.
小孩小的时候还听爸爸妈妈话，好，他们这个晚上早点去睡，所以明天早上一大早起来，有时候我们还在睡觉，他们就来说 Merry Christmas, 是不是可以打开礼物了？
When the children were young, they listened, they are obedient, so they will go to bed early on Christmas Eve, and they get up very early, come to the parents' room and says,Good morning, 大家爸爸妈妈早。Well, can we open the gifts now?
当他们进入这个青少年这个年的时候呢，他们已经学了已经稍微有一点智慧了。所以呢，他们等到这个凌晨12:01，然后呢，他就开始叫了 ，Merry Christmas, 我们可以开礼物了。
When they get to young older, like a youth, they become wiser. So they wait until.Midnight, 12:01, they say, Merry Christmas, let's open the gifts.
每一个小孩对圣诞节都期待那几份在圣诞树下的礼物。
All children desire the gifts that's under the tree.
当他们打开他们的礼物的时候，看到那一盒的 Wii, 这个电子游戏机，
When they open the box, they see Wii, they see the electronic games.
你想他们会有怎么样的反应？
How do you think they react?
我想 每家你们都有这种经历。很多时候孩子说 I can't believe this. This is the best gift I ever received, I ever get.
我想你们家里每一个小孩子都说这是我最好的礼物，从来想象不到的。
好像每一年这份礼物都是最好的。
Just like every year, the gift is always the best.
今年2010年刚刚开始。
Today is the beginning of 2010.
新的一年带给我们新的盼望。更好的就是新的一年让我们能够有新年能够下新的决心。
New year comes with new hope. Even better, new year brings a new resolution.
今年新的一年你是否有没有新的期望？
In this new year, do you have a new hope?
或者像一般的人过一天算一天。
Or just like other people, you just live day by day.
成为基督的跟随者，你是否有没有诚恳的盼望主耶稣基督早日的再来？
As Christ's follower, are you earnestly wishing that Christ will come soon?
基督再来是我们基督徒每一位基督徒所向往的。
Christ coming again is all Christians be hoping for.
也是宇宙当中最大的事件。
It's also the greatest thing in the universe.
你是否准备好？你如何准备迎接主耶稣基督的再来？
Are you prepared? How you can prepare yourself waiting for the Christ's coming?
凡坚定相信主和警醒等候的人必要与主相会。
All who believe and waiting for the Lord's coming shall meet with our Lord.
我们基督徒不应该没有目标过每一天的生活。
As Christians, we should not live our life aimlessly.
何况我们活在这末世的时代，十年的过去，我们现在进入2010年，主要来的日子更近了。
Especially we live in this wicked generation. 10 years is gone. 2010 is here. Christ is coming soon.
今天我们要从路加福音第二章里面，我们要从两位神的儿女，他们在晚年的时候仍然的生活充满意义。
Today, through the book of Luke, we're going to study two God's servants in their late years, they're still living purposefully.
我们要从他的品德当中学习怎么样来警醒等候过我们每一天基督徒的生活。
We're going to learn from their example how to watch and wait to live a Christian life.
首先我们看见这两位坚定相信神的话。
First we see these two, they have a firm believers of God's words.
路加福音里面第二章提到有两位神的选民，就是西面跟亚拿，他们都住在耶路撒冷。
So there are two God's chosen people, Simeon and Anna. They both live in Jerusalem.
他们在期待那位救主的降临。
They are waiting for the coming of the Savior.
你们猜想一下，这两位神的选民，他们等了多久？
How long do you think these two chosen people of God been waiting for?
圣经没有告诉我们西面的年龄。
The Bible did not tell us the age of Simeon.
不过从经文当中我们晓得他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前必看见主所应许的基督。
From the scripture we know that he was revealed by God that he shall know Jesus Christ before he dies.
所以当西面他一看到这个 婴孩耶稣的时候，他就称颂神说，主啊，现在照你的话释放仆人平平安安的气吧。这句话呢，就是一个老年人他在一生当中等待他一生最后的心愿完成了所讲的一句话。
That's why when Simon saw Jesus and he said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. This is a person who's been waiting his life for the Lord and said this just before he's going to die.
Anna, 圣经告诉我们他已经84岁。
Anna is 84 years old, according to the scriptures.
西面跟亚娜，那他们两位都是犹太人，所以呢，犹太人他们一直的在期待，在盼望有位弥赛亚降临，能够成为他们的王，成为他们的救主。
So both Anna and Simeon are Jews, and they are always been waiting for the coming of the Messiah to save them.
从他们小的时候懂事，他们就听到，从他们的这个长辈听到说有位弥赛亚要降临，从大卫的根要诞生一位弥赛亚来拯救他们的民族，来带领他们的民族。
So ever since they were young, they heard from the elders that a Messiah is going to come from the branch of David, is going to lead their nation.
如果我们等几天几个星期或许几个月都是比较容易可以等待。
It would be easier if we just wait for a few days, a few weeks, or even a few months. We can wait that long.
但想想如果你等了八十几年八十多年，何况在以色列人的历史当中旧约跟新约之间有四百年神没有向以色列人说话。
Just to think, in the Israel's history, in the intertestamental period, there are 400 years, God did not talk to the Israelites.
整个民族已经在等这位弥赛亚超过有几百年的时间。
The entire nation has been waiting for the Messiah more than several hundred years.
西面跟亚拿跟我们是很相似的，他们是普通的人，他们没有什么特别。
There's similarity between Simeon and Anna and us. They are regular people. They have nothing special.
但是他们的生命却充满着盼望。
But their life is full of hope.
在年老的时候仍然的期待，一直在等待。
They were still waiting and hoping in their old age.
没有灰心。
They have never discouraged.
圣经告诉我们西面素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，这个素常的意思就是继续的意思，就是不断的意思。以前小的时候怎么等待，到了晚年的时候还是仍然的在等待那位弥赛亚的带来。
So the Bible tells us Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, which means he's been waiting since he was young. Now he's old, he's still waiting.
而圣经告诉我们亚拿虽然到了84岁他没有离开过圣殿。
The Bible tells us Anna, even though she was 84 years old,She has never left the temple.
这两位神的儿女让我们看见神儿女的信心怎么样的让他们过每一天的生活。
From those two persons, we can see how their faith helped them to live their daily lives.
他们所听见的他们继续的持守没有放弃。
What they have heardThey keep the firm, never wavered.
他们的信心却要成为我们众人的榜样。
Their faith shall be our example.
你要得到神的祝福吗？
Do you want God's blessing?
要得到神的祝福，我们就要对神有信心。
We have to have a faith in God if we want to have blessings.
坚定不移得神的喜悦。 才能够得到神的祝福。
We have to believe firmly that God's promises, then we'll be blessed.
圣灵的启示带给西面有两个确据。
There are two assurances to him that was brought by the Spirit.
第一，圣灵启示给西面说，在他未死之前，他必定要看见那位弥赛亚，神所应许的。
The first, he was revealed by the Spirit that before he dies, he shall see the Messiah that was promised by God.
第二的确据就是，这位弥赛亚就是那降生在马槽里的那位婴孩耶稣基督。
The second revelation assured him is that this Messiah is the baby that was born in the manger, Jesus Christ.
等待是一个很难的功课，也是我们每一位基督徒应该学习的功课。
It is a difficult lesson to wait, but it is also a lesson that all Christians should learn.
往往在等待当中，有人我们分散了我们的注意，我们灰心。我们忘记了神所为我们啊，神的应许，这个神所给我们的目标。
Usually, as we're waiting, we get discouraged and we forget the purpose what we're waiting for.
那我们怎么样能够坚定不移
？How can we be firm and without wavering?
从亚拿跟西面的身上。我们学习到他们的宝贵的品德，就是他们相信神，还有相信神的话。
From Anna and Simeon, we learn their beautiful character, which is they are firm believers of God's words.
为什么我们相信神的话？彼得前书第一章二十四节告诉我们，因为所有的人进都如草，他们的荣美都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道永远长存。
Why do we believe in God's words? Because it's written in 1 Peter that God's words are better than the flowers and the grass of the field, because the flowers shall wither, but God's words will never fade.
你相信神的话吗？
Do you believe in God's word?
让我们来检查一下我们对神话语的态度。
Let us examine our attitudes for God's words.
你是否相信圣经，全部圣经是神所默示的话？
Do you believe the entire Bible is revealed by God?
今天我们拥有神完全他所要默示给世人的话。
Today we possess the entire words given by God.
那我们却对神的话语有多少的认识？我们是不是对神的话语当中对神有多少的认识？
How much we know God's word and how much we know God.
若是我们对神的话语我们不认识，我们怎么样的能够认识我们的神，却又怎么样的能够来相信神的话呢？
If we do not know God's word, how can we know God? Then how can we believe in God?
西面和亚拿相信神还有神的话，同时他们也有行动，在那里警醒的等候。
Simeon and Anna, they believe in God's words, but they also have their action. They are watching and waiting.
我们看圣经告诉我们，他开始介绍西面的时候，他说西面这人什么？又公义又虔诚。
In the beginning of the book, it introduces Simeon as a righteous and devout person.
亚拿呢，却以禁食和祷告，昼夜的祷告来侍奉神。
How about Anna? She prayed day and night in worshiping God.
两位神的选民，神的儿女，不但有信心在那里等候神，相信神的话， 他们在生活上面金钱。
Two children of God, they live a devoted life in God.
神往往他所要使用的是那圣洁的器皿。
God always uses a clean vessel.
提摩太后书二章二十一节里面很清楚的告诉我们，人若自洁，离开卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，和主使用，预备行各样的善事。
In 2 Timothy, it tells us that if we would be holy ourselves, we would be used by God as His vessel and be prepared to do all good things.
要得到神的祝福吗？要看到神在我们身上的作为吗？那我们自己要过一个敬虔的生活。
Do you want to get blessing from God? If you do, we need to live a devoted life.
在圣经里面也给我们介绍许多的见证人，像耶稣的这个父母亲约瑟跟玛利亚。
In the Bible, there are many witnesses, including parents of Jesus, Joseph and Mary.
撒加利亚、伊丽莎白。
And there was Elizabeth and Zechariah.
为什么神会拣选他们呢？
Why did God choose them?
如果你看看他们的生活，他们的见证，他们在神面前是公义，是虔诚的。
If you see their life, you see their witness, they are righteous and devout in God.
我们如何警醒等候主的再来，就是在我们生活，我们要有见证。
How are we going to wait and watch for the Our Lord's coming.
基督徒
we have to have a witness.
基督徒我们要注意我们的生活，因为我们是世上的光，我们是世上的盐。
Because we are the light of the world and the salt of the world, we should be careful in our lives.
我们过着一个圣洁的生活，因为我们所敬拜的那位神，因为活在我们里面的那一位神是圣洁的，是公义的。
We live a holy life because the God that lives in us is righteous and is holy.
亚拿也给我们一个很好的见证，让我们知道他在圣殿里面不断的进食祷告来敬拜神。
Anna also gave us a good example because she continuously fasted and prayed in the temple.
马太福音二十六章四十一节里面告诉我们，应当警醒祷告，免得陷入试探。你们心灵虽然愿意，肉体却是软弱的。这是耶稣对他门徒的一句劝勉的话。
In Matthew 26:41, Jesus.Taught his disciples that watch and pray lest you fall into the temptation. The spirit is willing, the body is weak.
在旧约诗篇119篇11节里面说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。这就是诗人向神的这个一个祷告，就是说他愿意把神的话藏在，就是把神的话记在他心里面。
In Psalm 119, the psalmist said, I keep your words in my heart, lest I offend you. This is a prayer of the psalmist. Keep God's words in your heart.
你信主了吗？
Are you a believer?
你是耶稣的跟随者吗？
Are you followers of Christ?
你有没有在那里警醒等候主的应许，主说他有一天他还会再来。
Are you watching and waiting for God's, for the Lord's promise? Because He promised He will be coming again.
很可惜，当我们到教会祷告会的时候，我们就看到教会的光景。
Unfortunately, when we come to a prayer meeting of a church, we can see the circumstance of the church.
教会很多的聚会人都很乐意的去参加，可是呢，在祷告会我们看到来的人却是很少。
Oftentimes people like to participate in activities of the church, but come to worship prayer meeting, not many people would come.
借坐、祷告、警醒、等候主的再来，你必然会看见神所应许的。
If you watch and wait through prayers to wait for God's the Lord's coming, you shall see the promise.
当我们在警醒的时候，我们也把神的话语充充满满的把它记在我们的心里面，把它存在我们心里面。
While we are waiting, we keep God's words in ourselves, full of God's word.
你知道为什么基督徒需要读神的话，需要背神的话？
Why should Christians read God's words and memorize God's words?
在每年说到我们开车的时候，很多时候下雪，那把这个路上都被雪遮盖了。
In Minnesota, when we drive in the winter, we know that all the ice are covered, the road is covered by snow.
开车非常的危险。
Driving can be very dangerous.
在面前说的，如果下雨天，在晚上的时候，天很暗的时候，我们连这个路线都看不清楚。
If we drive at night when it's raining, we can even see the marks on the road.
开车也非常非常的危险。
So driving can be also very dangerous there.
我记得有好几次下大雨，晚上天又暗，所以呢，我就很注意的看在路上的那白线或者是那个黄线，所以呢就一直的很注意的跟着那个白线黄线走。
I remember in some very heavy rainy nights when I was driving, I carefully watched for the white lines and the yellow lines on the road and carefully driven.
这些线能够帮助我们能够走在这个路上，使我们不会滑到这个沟里面去，或者是出车祸。
So those lines will keep us driving, so we will not fall into the ditches or get into accident.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，也是引导我们走在神的道路上面，使我们不会懒惰，不会睡着。
Dear brothers and sisters, God's words is the light of and the lamp of the road. It will teach us so we shall not fall asleep, we shall be alert.
我们生活，我们要过一个虔诚、敬虔的生活，使我们能够警醒的等候主的再来。
If we want to live a godly life, that will help us to wait for the Lord's coming.
接下来我们来看这两位神的显明，他们表现出他们生命当中让圣灵来管理。
Then we'll see now that these two God's chosen people, in their life, they will let the Spirit control them.
二十五节那里怎么样形容西面这位人？他说他有圣灵在他身上。二十六节，圣灵启示他。二十七节，他又受圣灵感动，进了圣殿。
So in the verse 25-26, it says the Spirit was in with Simon, and then says the Spirit moved him. The Spirit revealed to him.
这就是圣灵充满，是不是
？Is this that filled with the Spirit?
一个人能够多时常常有神的灵在他里面引导他。
A person, if he has God's Spirit, often lead him in him.
那我们看见有圣灵充满的人就会顺服 神灵的带领。
We can see a person who is filled with the Spirit, he will be led by the Spirit.
同样的，如果你愿意顺服神的话，圣灵会引导你。
Similarly, if you're willing to be obedient to God, The Spirit will lead you.
圣灵充满不是说哦，我有可以神什么行什么奇事，我可以讲方言。圣灵充满乃是我们愿意遵行神的带那个圣灵的带领。
To be filled with the Spirit doesn't mean we can perform miracles or speak in tongues, but it only means we are willing to let the Spirit to lead us.
38节那里给我们看到，亚拿也是同样的。他愿意让圣灵来管理他。圣经38节告诉我们，正当那时，他进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
We can see in verse 38, Anna is also filled with the Spirit. It says, coming up to them at that very moment,She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
西面是被神的灵感动而到圣殿里面见到了那一位婴孩主耶稣。
Simeon was moved by the Spirit, went to the temple and saw Lord Jesus.
亚拿呢是全时间没有离开过圣殿。在教会里，在圣殿里面服侍神。
Anna, she never left the temple. She served the Lord full time in the temple.
不过你看圣经里面38节他说，正当那时，就是刚刚好那个时候，或者是很巧合的那个时候，亚拿进前来，他也见到了这位救主，这位弥赛亚。
So in verse 20, it's coming up at that time. Is it?Just right that time, Anna came and saw the Lord.
是一个巧合吗？还是圣灵在亚拿身上的带领？正当那个时候，就在那个时候，亚拿被圣灵的感动，也同样的进到圣殿里面，跟西面一起见到的那位救主耶稣基督。
Is it coincidence? Just at that time, the Spirit led Anna to see the Lord Jesus.
我相信每一位信徒，如果我们愿意让圣灵来管理我们生命，我们会知道神的时间，我们会蒙神的祝福以及神的引导。
I believe if we are willing to let the Spirit lead us, we shall know God's time. We shall be blessed.
让我们能够让圣灵来管理我们的生命，使我们能够警醒等候神。
Let us allow the Spirit to control us so that we can wait and watch for God.
亚拿的品德真的是给我们很羡慕，也给我们一个很好的这个模范。
Anna's life gives us a good example and we admire her.
她从童年的时候，他结婚七年就守寡了。
She was married for only 7 years, then become a widow.
圣经告诉我们，没有告诉我们他是否有没有生孩子，或者是他有没有其他的亲人。
The Bible didn't tell us if she has children or she has relatives.
当时候寡妇呢，如果是我们按照这个亚拿的身份来看，她是一个很贫穷的寡妇，是这个接受其他人的这个奉献来过每一天生活。
From the Bible, we can see that Anna is a very poor widow, and she was supported by other people's help.
她却忠心的几十年，忠心的在圣殿里面来服侍，来敬拜神。
However, she stayed in the temple and served the Lord for many decades of her life.
她一生当中等待弥赛亚的降临，没有离开过。圣经告诉我们，真的是很难得，让我们看见她没有离开过圣殿，她以神的事为念。
It's very difficult. The Bible tells us she never left the temple. And she only had God's will in her life.
她在年轻的时候，也许可以再嫁人，然后呢，就有生活的保障。
In her younger years, she could remarry, and therefore she shall have support in her life.
她却拣选了忠心寡居来服侍神。
Yet she chose to be a widow and lived by herself to serve God.
就是因为她愿意忠心的来服侍神，等待神所要差遣的那位弥赛亚，神就让她见到耶稣基督那位降生在马槽的那位婴孩。
Because she chose to serve the Lord all her life, and God let her see the Lord Jesus that was born in the manger.
今天在教会里面有一些基督徒，我称他们为隐形信徒。
Today in the church, there are many Christians. I call them invisible Christians.
他们口称说相信接受主，受洗了过后呢，就失踪了。
They call themselves Christians. They were baptized, however, they disappeared.
我们做一个节制的祷告，不是我们到天堂的门票。
When we make a prayer to offer ourselves to the Lord, this is not a ticket to go to heaven.
当我们说我们信主的时候，我们是愿意忠心的跟随主，一生一世的跟随主，只等到主接我们回到他怀里，或者是主再来。
When we said we believe in our Lord, which means we shall believe in Him, work with Him, follow Him all our lives, either till we die or till He comes again.
我还很记得12月31号1999年那天，或者那段时间。
I still remember the time of December 1999.
大家都有一点紧张，心里面都有一点张惶，怕这个千年虫会发生。
It was everybody was worried about this Y2K year 2000.
因为那时候我还在一家电脑顾问公司工作，所以那段时间呢，这个生意好得不得了。
At those days, I was still working with a computer company. We had a very good business.
我也听到有一些人他们就说，也告诉我们说，你们家里面应该存一点这个水啊，或者是多买一点米啊，或者是多买一点罐头放在家里，免得真的是1月1号发生了什么事情，您的这个你们家里面至少还有粮食。
I was also told by people we should keep some water, some food in our house. Last when come on January 1st.Something happens, we would still have some food.
我们会为将来预备。
We know how to prepare for the future.
主耶稣他说他去为我们预备地方，还要再来。那我们如何准备迎接主耶稣基督的再来？
Our Lord Jesus told us he went to prepare room for us and he will come again. How are we going to prepare for that?
2010年，十年已经过去了，我们仍然的在等待主的再来。不是主不会再来，乃是主宽容我们，主给我们多的时间，让我们能够继续的传扬他的福音，使多人能够归到他的名下。
2010 years has passed. Lord is not here. It's not he doesn't want to come because he has mercy on us. He want to give us more time.So that we proclaim his name, so many more people would be saved.
主也有他自己的时间，在我们人类的时间，我们看来十年的过去，就是我们已经十年更接近主要再来的日子。
Our Lord has his time. From our time, we know that 10 years has passed, so we are 10 years closer to meet with the Lord.
今年新的一年，你会有什么的盼望，有什么的心志？
In this new year, do you have some new hope? Do you have some new resolution?
我们怎么样等待主的再来？我们怎么样过我们每一天基督徒的生活？
How do we wait for our Lord's coming again? How do we live daily our Christian life?
我们是否有没有下定决心说，今年或许我要更爱主，今年或许我要把圣经读完一遍，今年或许我要更热心的来服侍神。
Have we decided we're going to love the Lord more? Have we decided to read the Bible completely one time again? Have we decided to serve the Lord more?
我们可以从西面跟亚拿的身上学到那神所喜悦的品德，他们怎么样的坚定不移的来等待主耶稣基督的再来，他们怎么样的在生活里面警醒，过一个敬虔的生活，他们让他们的生命让圣灵来管理他们的生命，还有他们愿意的把他们自己摆上让神来使用。
From the examples of Simeon and Anna, we learned that they kept watching and waiting. They let the Spirit control themselves. They served the Lord full time in their lives.
我希望明年这个时候，你能够回头一看，你说2010年，感谢主，是我一个生命的一个转捩点，感谢主让我今年里面能够在属灵上面更成熟。
I wish next year 2011 you look back, you will say thank the Lord, this year has been I've been more devoted to the Lord and I have lived another year and better serving the Lord.
希望今天借着这段神的话语，不但只是勉励弟兄姐妹，也能够常常提醒我怎么样的更忠心的来服侍神。
Through this passage, not only that I can encourage you, but also remind myself how better serve our Lord.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你的话能够长存在我们弟兄姐妹心里面。
O Lord, may your words be often with each one of our brothers and sisters.
让我们在躺卧的时候，主，让我们在走路的时候，主，让我们在坐下的时候，能够反复的思想你的话，你对我们的期望。
As we lay down, as we stand, as we walk, we often meditate your words.
主啊，但愿神你自己的再来，神你的荣耀，成为我们生活的力量，成为我们生活的目标以及盼望。
O Lord, may your glory and your coming again become the light and the aim of our lives.
祝福每一位愿意听愿意遵行你话的儿女们。
Bless each brothers and sisters, your children that are willing to listen to you and obey your words.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.